What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Leroy.
I'm so excited to have this button bar. You have no idea.
I would say I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you're, I can't hear how nervous you are. He's not talking to the mic.
Minus one.
This
for
is
sass.
Not, this is not, this is
what do you mean?
For sass.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
I'm so excited I have the button bar now. This is
I'm
so
a little nervous about it.
Don't be nervous. Lie. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
You know?
No minus one here.
You learn, as we all have.
What?
To just.
Just what? Just have a little fun, baby.
There we go.
Just a little fun, baby.
Yeah.
Just having some fun. What's the problem?
You got all everything lined up?
I got everything lined up. I got screens.
No, I'm not talking to you.
I was running, so.
Why were you running?
Bangs
why were you
were running? Flying.
Are you excited for the Travis Kelce Tay-Tay podcast? Is that why you were like, were you watching all previews
hey, we were
for
talking.
This?
Well, you think that would be the most watched podcast?
Of course.
He said Trump and Grogan.
Rogan. I said that's the only thing that's probably going to come close. I would say. Right. I would say like if I venture to guess it will be the most downloaded just because.
Or you think she's just doing it to do him?
She's
a solid.
She's a worldwide star, you know. So I do agree with you. I'm like the only thing I would guess that that's probably the number one if I had to guess, but I don't even know if that's the number one podcast. I just threw that out there.
Right.
You know.
It's gonna be the number one downloaded podcast.
Do you think it's gonna be good? Do you think that they're gonna get like?
Yes,
are they just gonna be super adorable? Is he gonna ask the hard hitting questions?
Well, no, because she's announcing her album. Mm-hmm. She announced it last night, so it's TS12. So that's what I'm assuming they're gonna be talking about most. He's her album, and probably,
she's using him as a publicist.
But yeah. I would.
I don't think he cares.
It's genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's his benefit too.
I don't think Tay-Tay, if you are truly dating Tay-Tay, I don't think that you're allowed to just bring your people in.
I think you just
I think that he's got to have editorial finalization, be like, but I'm your honey bunny. Like you're not allowed to just
here's
you,
the other
you can't,
thing.
You, okay, you
it's
can't just
minus
throw up
one for that.
No, why?
Here's the other thing.
Don't say that.
How long do you think they've been
no
talking
minus
about
one
this?
Here.
How long do you think
Stop
they've been?
It.
Don't look at me.
I can do minus one. Hold on. Let me.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
No minus one here.
Now that I'm here, I'm gonna put that program in my computer.
Why?
I'm gonna overrule you.
Bum.
So how long do you think they've been talking about this?
Since first date.
Really?
Hey, why maybe you about a year ago. Yes.
I would say about a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Her new Schmiedin says her new album is called Mailed It In Part Deux. Yeah, is this one going to be 40 songs with like two that you like?
I will say this, man.
I'll tell you who
she
else did.
She makes a lot of music.
Can I tell you something that I don't
right?
like?
She makes oh a lot
her
of music.
Her entire head is just full of lyrics. You,
there's
yeah.
only one other person that I know that not necessarily her own music, but puts out a lot of music and covers, and that's Kelly Clarkson. She sings that woman. Not only does she sing her songs, she sings everybody else's songs.
Listen.
Talented.
Very good. Talented.
Very good.
But you know who else is doing this with like the 30 songs? And I'm like, are any of these good?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
He just did the same thing that Tay Tay did, where I was like,
no, but see,
I don't think I like any of this.
Why don't they just break it up in two albums?
New album sounds the same.
Yeah, his new album stinks.
I was listening to it on the boat, and all I heard, like, I just kept asking, is this the same song?
No, no, no.
Has this song finished?
Think he Tay Tay'd it. I think he just was like, I think you get so big as an artist that you're just like, I literally can put whatever slop, and everyone's going to stream it a gazillion times.
That's what happened to Kanye.
And I'm just like,
Kanye, like, his early Kanye stuff was really good. And then, now.
But what is this 30 song nonsense? An album used to be, 12 songs? You know?
I think we're being a little hostile. I think.
Are we?
Yes. Whoa. To compare Morgan Wallen's 30 song album to anything Taylor Swift has ever done in her life is ridiculous. Don't disrespect her.
I'm not disrespecting.
I agree.
If anything, I'm trying to give her a well, I'm not really giving her a pass. She did mail in the last album, according to JFig, who's a Swiftie.
Right now, you're comparing Drake May to Tom Brady.
He's one of the biggest things in music. He's not Tay Tay, but like he is.
No, I agree with that. He is definitely one of the bigger things in music, but let's not get hasty.
Well, I'm just saying, like he's. I'm just saying.
I'm surprised his label let him. He's release a 30.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because usually they'll break
songs.
That thing. They'll break that up.
I think his last one he did that, but those were all his good songs. Like you had heard all those songs before they came out.
You said that's what.
And I'm like,
wait.
Every
so you listen to the album, go. What are the good ones?
This is
I tolerate the other.
I don't know. I was listening to this Morgan Wallen. Like this kind of. I
was like, you know what I'm saying.
This
Jennifer.
Song. Yeah, yeah, I was just like this song. I'm like this album kind of sucks. I don't know. You know, I'm not like he's not like my numero uno, but like. He's obviously he's got some bops, but I'm like, this new album, ugh.
I'll listen to Taylor Swift if it's on.
Right.
But only the good songs. Like, I'm not going through
Which
her spiritual.
Not all. You can't say all of them, Brittany. You're
I
not.
Know, I was joking. I was joking.
But you're not.
You say all of them are bangers?
No, they're not all
Did you
bangers.
Like the last album?
I loved the last
That's
album.
That's crazy.
How was that crazy? Did you
Wait,
listen to
first
it?
First of all,
no.
We cannot look towards you. For your criticism of an album.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
I'm
a music aficionado.
No, you're not.
I put out many songs.
Self-pronounced, no. By the way.
I put out many songs. No. Have you not heard Struss Loose?
No.
I have not.
I mean, like, that's...
He has the button bar.
I do.
Careful.
Can I get that?
I don't know, maybe.
I probably have to search it in the system.
Right.
I'm scared.
Hold on.
I'm going straight to engineering.
I don't know if this is the right one or not. Frog Boy put it in here.
This time he's shooting and hits those bombs from downtown. Got a pass to Max Struss. Max Struss. He will start to get loose. He hits threes. For the Miami Heat,
Jax
loves Max.
Struss, juice.
Every time he goes splash, use that juice. Everybody go to Max Struss.
You know what I've got to say? You're kind of like Post Malone, dabbling in all the genres.
No, because I don't need the biggest stars. Mm-hmm. You know, Post Malone's he's a Remora fish.
You're just mad that
really?
He's playing the same game you are.
This is gonna be. Let me tell you.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
We have somebody else who, DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
No, but Post Malone is talented.
But I know.
But I said Post Malone because he can't stand. Post.
No. But this would be Post Malone's.
Also,
like,
can you get your microphone off your shoulder, please?
Post Malone.
It's not my fault that the way they got the boom set up.
We've had discussions. No, we're gonna fix that for you.
Thank you.
Post Malone. This is Post Malone. All right, I got a conquered country. Here's what I'm gonna do. Post Malone. This is my next career move is opera, and so it's gonna be Post Malone featuring Andre Bocelli. That's gonna be his move.
Wait a minute.
I hear it.
That's
wait,
his move.
Wait a minute. You know there are
opera.
Wait. How about Calvin Harris?
Isn't he a DJ? Does he
sing? But he made an entire album that was a banger, but it all featured other artists.
But he's making.
He's the DJ.
He's the DJ though. Like that's his thing.
So, why we can't look at him in the same light as?
Because he wants to go on to every genre.
As DJ Khaled.
Well,
okay.
No, because he's just making every the beats.
Wait. Last time we remember DJ Khaled actually performing himself, mm-hmm. he got booed.
That was in Vegas.
Yeah, so.
Also at the Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
but
remember how nervous he was?
Nobody's booing Calvin Harris.
He was so nervous when he was doing the Panthers game because usually DJ Khaled oozes confidence. That's what makes him DJ Khaled. Right. You know? But, like, he goes, we the best! And he's just like, I don't think this is going. Like, and I mean that!
Word, man. Trying to, like, self-reassure that.
Like, dude, what's happening here?
We are the best.
Anyway.
We the best and another one always come out.
This is a random-ass first segment. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW.
Button pusher.
Just broke the rules of gravity. I can't deny that. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Dolphins signed a couple of running backs to replace Alexander Mattison, who had a season-ending neck injury. So that was tough. That was a brutal thing. They signed Mike Boone and Aaron Shamklin on Monday. So... Mm. That's that.
They're just kicking the tires on a couple of guys.
Try them out.
Yeah. I think they should be in pretty good shape. First of all, one of your hardest runners is your starting running back in A-Chain. So there's that. The other thing is we need to get off of the thing that people think because you're big, you're a short yardage back. It's how you run. It's not what size you are. It's the decisions and how quickly you can make those decisions in a tight area. Achan, to me, like, he does a really good job of it. I think it's just they point him in a direction to use speed. But when he's running between the tackles, he's run very hard and actually breaks tackles. So I'm not going to just dismiss Achan from this. I would say on the goal line, sometimes when you put a bigger guy there and it's not clear cut and he has to move, it looks sloppy.
I've seen what I need to see from OG too, dude.
You ain't? No?
I like him.
You like him?
I like him. Yeah. He's a moose.
He had really good movement on a play that got to the 1 yard line.
Didn't they say that when he won the award, like 1,000 of his yards were after contact in college?
Yeah.
Nah, I know it's the NFL. I don't want him to get lit.
It don't matter. I would say this. Breaking tackles is breaking tackles. It becomes a little bit more difficult, but you put your body in a position to be able to fight through a lot of the arm tackles and stuff like that. And that carries on.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't. Like you don't get to the NFL and then all of a sudden you get hit and just fall straight down, even though you may be getting hit harder.
Man, I thought that Kenneth Grant, some of the guys he was moving in that first game, I was so impressed. He's a giant.
I would say this. The only difference between him and Mason, his running mate at Michigan, is motor, okay?
Like Mason's got the
motor. Intangible motor, right? Grant is more athletic and moves better for his size, but some question whether he's every play guy.
I saw our boy Robert Hunt gave him the business this weekend. Yeah. Oof. Listen, Robert Hunt is a big dude.
Huh?
Rob Hunt's a big guy.
Yeah.
$100 million
lineman.
I don't know how many guards are he's going out like that, but that was a whoa, whoa, whoa.
But it's like once you get to the point where you realize it's not just about athletic ability, that you need some technique, and these guys start getting better at that, then they become more productive, and it actually their athletic ability stands out more. But these offensive linemen that are very technical, and these young rush tackles or ends that get into it, that sometimes they get jacked up a little bit because they play too high or they think they can just athletically out-athlete the guy across from them.
We know Rob Hunt is athletic because we've all seen the touchdown run.
Yeah.
That didn't count.
Did you know you could do that? That might be the funniest thing.
Oh, man. We'll take a break here on Tobin and Leroy on 104.3 FM. WQAM taking you guys up until 2. We're back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Leroy.
Thank you. Make him stop.
Oh, man. I'm looking out for you.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. Not 560. I'm gonna get that crutch off. I swear, guys. Sorry.
Hey.
104.3 FM.
I'd rather you make that mistake than corroborate.
That kicked my ass last week. That was tough. My God, there's so many people I feel like everybody's found my secret roads now in my neighborhood because so many people have moved in. So, I'm trying to get Sophie to school today. I'm just like, where did all these people come from?
Really?
Yeah. So, I got to figure out.
I'm telling you. Western High School? Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to hit myself with the...
Minus one.
For messing up the call. My bad.
For show poniness.
What?
I'm just looking at the button bar.
You jealous? Now you want one?
No, because I'm gonna get one.
Whoa! Let's not do things we can't take back.
We have dueling.
Yeah, not everybody. As Leroy said, it's like Spider-Man. Great power comes great responsibility.
You cannot have any power.
The
worst thing ever.
I can have power. I can have power. I'm very responsible.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Fraud.
Yeah.
You're calling yourself a fraud.
No, Mike did. See. Showmanship. Had some quarterback lists come out yesterday. You like a good QB list, Leroy?
I could probably tell you the top few.
We all know the top four, right?
But
on every list.
But my question is this: why, when we go through the history of football, usually that second year is a little bit of a let down. It doesn't mean that you're better or worse. It just means you're different because of how they have to attack these games and how they're game planning against you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I just think they just overlook that stuff. Right? So they say, who's a quarterback in Houston?
Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. Oh, he had that letdown. They don't say that half of his team was injured.
Yeah, sophomore slump too.
Is it, or was it the situation or the players that he played with were different? You could put, and that's my point. Why aren't they doing that with Jaden Daniels?
He hasn't started yet.
No, but I'm saying,
if you
have a big rookie year that.
What, you don't think that they're doing it with him?
They got him in top five quarterback.
But C.J. Stroud was getting a lot of that after his rookie year.
He won top five.
Dude, he was pretty close. He was pretty close. People were talking about who would you want more than C.J. Stroud? C.J. Stroud was walking on water as a QB after his rookie year.
I think you have to grade these guys for the first couple of years on their contemporaries, the guys that came in with them.
That's not a list. That's half a list.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, when you compare, when I say who you compare Tom Brady with, Peyton Manning, right? It was the same. Dan Marino, Jim Kelly. You always have the guys that came in with you, you're comparing them.
Right, like Tua and Herbert.
Right, correct. So, I don't know. I just think it's too good. I'm not saying he's going to be bad. I'm not saying he's going to be good. I'm just saying it might be a little different because now teams are going to be game planning for all of his skill set.
So you're saying don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels takes a step back.
To me, it won't even be a step back. It'll be just an evolution of a quarterback. Like, you know, nobody was aware. Nobody thought that you could do all that with that team. Caught them off guard. Yep. Well, this year they're not going to be as caught off guard. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is when he likes to run the ball. Let's keep him in the pocket. Let's make him throw it. Let's do different things to game plan. And although they may have success, the numbers might not look the same. And I'm not, you know, on the bandwagon of calling that a sophomore slump.
Whose ranking do you want? Do you want Bill Simmons' ranking?
No.
Why not?
Because he's basketball.
Or do you want
are we doing basketball
Mike Sando?
Who's?
And he writes for The Athletic. He talked to a bunch of execs, coaches, and
Mike Sando.
He's Mike Sando. I don't know.
Is
the
it
Sandman.
Sando short for something?
No, that's his name, Mike Sando.
Oh, it sounds like, you know, you like Sandy. Oh, Sando! Come here, buddy!
Hey, Sando!
Sando!
Yeah, it sounds like something like if they had a panther named Sandaleski, we'd call him Sando.
Of course it would be. Like, you have to put the ski on the end?
Yeah. Sando, eh?
Oh, what about Sando Skanderwich?
Yeah, exactly.
Sando.
All right, so you don't want Bill Simmons' quarterback tears?
No.
Okay.
No.
At all?
He's a basketball guy.
He's got Josh Allen number one over Patrick Mahomes.
I believe that.
I don't like that.
Here. Can we?
I don't like that.
Can we just say this? That having more success doesn't make you better.
Patrick Mahomes is better than Josh Allen.
You think so?
Yes.
I mean, he...
You know when he can be better? When he's better. He's not better yet. Sorry.
But here's what's amazing about... For the same reasons why you would take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts, but every time they've played, Jalen Hurts has outperformed.
He's got a little... Like, look, if you wanted to have that argument, I'll hear it out. I'm not hearing out the Josh Allen one.
Why not?
It's a little
because
like
if you look at the games that they've played against, it has not been because of Josh Allen.
Look, Jalen Hurts may end up being this era's Eli Manning. He may be the guy who just he was able to thwart the monster.
Number. Right.
He may just have his monster, his number. Yeah. He was like he may be that, and right. I'll hear that. I can't have it on Josh Allen yet. Sorry.
Okay.
It would be like me having an argument about Tua.
Is Allen more talented?
I mean, he's a moose. Like, you can't tackle
I call it the Ben Roethlisberger.
Is he more talented?
It's the Ben Roethlisberger. Like, he gets more time because nobody could tackle
him. So you think, like, the best days of Patrick Mahomes are behind? We're going to do this again?
No, no.
He's 31?
I'm not saying that at all.
I just feel like Simmons is being
cute. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is that we look at Josh Allen, we look at Patrick Mahomes, we look at Jalen Hurts, we look at Lamar Jackson. We look at all these guys and we chalk up their level of talent based on the amount of wins against one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Josh Allen has outplayed Patrick Mahomes in a lot of the games they played in. So how do we look at that? Do we still say, oh, Patrick Mahomes is better because they won?
Yeah.
Okay, and so then Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice.
Yes, but he only won once.
So what do you say?
I say Jalen Hurts is pretty awesome. He's probably being disrespected. I mean, I've seen more lists where he's behind Justin Herbert on this.
Right, but that's my
still
point.
Still been to what?
Why do we pick it? See, because we use Patrick Mahomes and we don't even look at the numbers. And we just say that guy's a winner.
Pretty unprecedented run, though.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty unprecedented run. Like,
you know, what
well,
makes
I guess
it
not
hard
unprecedented.
These,
it's Tom Brady, but it's like this guy started his career going to every conference championship.
You know what makes this conversation hard? What makes this conversation hard is when we have this conversation, you think that I'm downplaying what Patrick Mahomes has done, and I'm not doing that. I'm asking the question: are we just looking at the wins? Or are we looking at the talent and the production of the quarterback? Because there's a number of games that Patrick Mahomes has played in where all but Lamar Jackson, if you say this about Lamar Jackson, I can agree.
Mm-hmm.
He's come up small and hasn't played well getting into those games against Josh Allen. Right. But Josh Allen has played well.
He's look
against Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts has played better.
But that's why I think it's an obvious top. That's why like there's no debate with the top three. Like the top three is those guys, and it should.
But it's not even Jalen. Jalen Hurts there?
Nobody ever puts him there.
Barely in the top 10.
No, that's ridiculous. I think I honestly think he should be like in the top 5-6. He should be.
Right, but he's not.
No.
So that's like
even though, I get it. He has an awesome team, but he should be up there.
That we talk about and we say about Patrick Mahomes and what makes him great, right? All it should do is boost up what you think of Jalen Hurts, but it doesn't.
So do you want the Bill Simmons list or no?
No.
Okay.
Stop.
I want the list.
No, you don't want the list.
I want.
You want the list?
I want the list.
The Bill Simmons list?
Yeah, I want it.
He's a basketball
guy. Technically,
it's
not a list. It's a pyramid.
Give me the pyramid.
Doing
a Ponzi scheme of quarterbacks. What are we doing?
Top of the pyramid? Josh Allen. Second level of the pyramid? That's three quarterbacks.
Oh, wait. It doesn't even go one, two.
I'm confused by this, too. I feel
how
like.
How does he put three on the
That's how it goes. It should be two.
It's not even a real pyramid.
It's a little bit weird. It's a little bit weird. I agree with you. The next list.
Told you
the next
I didn't
tier.
Want to hear this stupid list.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Jackson. Burrow.
Okay. Okay. Where does Burrow one?
He's four on this list, technically.
Where does he one?
He's been to a Super Bowl. He's won an AFC championship.
How long ago was that?
4 years ago?
Okay.
4 years ago.
Okay. Okay. And how many playoffs have you been since then?
Zero? Is it zero?
Or one? Yeah. So, like, you see what I mean? Like, we put a guy
one more
top,
than Lamar Jackson, though.
We put a guy top four or five,
mm-hmm.
right? That really hasn't. That if that was Lamar Jackson,
mm-hmm.
we would still be complaining about him not winning the big one.
I would agree with that.
So that's
he's running a little thin on that credit card.
That's where I get confused.
But he's one of the few that, other than Jalen Hurts, he's the only other active guy to beat Mahomes.
That's why I get confused with this, how we grade these players.
I don't have a problem with it, even though I do think Joe Burrow needs more haters like you. I like it.
I'm not a hater.
No, I like it.
I'm
with you.
You see, we can't have conversations.
I think
how
he's boring.
How many times do you say that you're not a hater, but you keep on showing hater energy?
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Now you chime in? Now mm-hmm. you chime in? You're usually always busy, and now you chime in?
Oh, I'm busy and chiming in.
Fine. Go. Next tier. We're just going to have 12, and they go 1-3-12 because it's Bill Simmons. He's a basketball guy. He don't even know how to make a damn pyramid. It's 1-2-4.
He's actually not wrong about this because the next tiers all have the same level other than this tier. So this tier next goes.
How many people on the tier?
Four. So it goes 1-3-4. Then all the rest of the tiers have six, which is weird. But four, and that's Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Uh-huh.
Hurts.
Uh-huh.
Purdy.
Now, let me say this. If we all sitting at tables in the lunchroom with the cool kids, so Josh Allen, he gets his own table with his wife, right? Beautiful wife. They get their own special table because they're on top of the pyramid. Then we got Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson on the next one?
No, Lamar Jackson was on the second one.
That's what I'm saying. Who's on the second one?
It's second one was Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow.
Burrow. Okay. So if I'm sitting at that table
And you're Jalen Hurts?
And no, I'm not Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is going to be sitting at the other table going, what?
I agree with that.
I can't be with the cool kid. But if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm like, the hell am I sitting at this
exactly.
table with these guys?
Now you see my point, right?
I told you stupid list because he's a basketball guy.
You want to know where Tua is?
Tua is going to be hanging on the back of the truck, of the garbage truck.
And they don't even know he's on it.
We'll tell you where Tua is, but we got to take a break. Back after this.
What's
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
To you, and you're gonna be annoyed all over again.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Got a contest for you rascals out there. If you guys want to go see the Sandman, Adam Sandler, he's gonna be at the Kaseya Center September 7th, and we've got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word Sandler to 20357. Text Sandler to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com. I believe the Heat and the Magic have some kind of announcement at the Kaseya Center today. I think they're just announcing that a preseason game is going to be like in San Juan. I don't know that for sure, but that's what everybody seems to think.
When do you want, like, what's harder to watch? Preseason football or preseason basketball? I have found myself watching more preseason football than I have ever watched, even when I played.
I watched Jamaica-Costa Rica the other night, Leroy.
Wait. I wanted to bring this up. Okay? Why do you text us during a game that nobody else is watching?
Just to keep you guys updated on what Norm Powell was doing. 34. Playing through sickness, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
What? Got to tell you, too, I was getting furious with this question. I was reading Ira Winderman's Ask Ira column. You know, people will send in questions to Ira Winderman. And I wanted to punch this guy right in the face. Let me see if I can get this exactly.
That's aggressive.
Not Ira. Not Ira. Had nothing to do with him. It was one of his
comments.
One of his hack readers. I was like, okay, dude.
Hack reader.
Yeah, just a guy.
Can you be a hack if you can read?
Huh?
Because sometimes a lot of the comments that come from people are from people that just hear something and they just spit it back out without understanding the logistics behind it.
Yeah, this guy asked Ira. He said, and this is, you know, this isn't even a question. It's just a statement to Ira Winderman. Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to, like, you know, smack this guy right in the face. He goes, I don't know. I just don't see it with Nikola Jovic. Maybe I'm missing something. And that comes from Pipsy.
First of all, Pipsy?
Pipsy. P-I-P-S-Y. That's Pipsy, is it not?
Yeah.
And so I got to just tell.
Like Pipsy Hustle?
Yeah.
Look at him right in the eye and tell him what you want to say.
I got to tell Pipsy something right now.
Kick the sharpest of rocks.
If you don't see it with Nikola Jovic, then that's a you problem, Pipsy!
I don't see it with Nikola Jovic. I don't know.
I don't see it with you. Probably because you've gone through your life named Pipsy.
Oh, maybe that's the song Addison Rae wrote about. She was writing about Diet Pepsi. She was writing about Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Is that, she has a song about that?
Diet Pepsi?
The name of the song is Diet Pepsi. She doesn't say Diet Pepsi in the song ever.
I don't, I was, I don't know. I probably out over.
Why do I know that's Addison Rae?
I know. I had to very impressive. Think about it.
But no, I just read that in Ira's column, and I was just like, you know what, Pepsi? Like, maybe I just don't see it. Yeah, you don't, actually. You don't. It's okay.
No,
it's okay. He doesn't see it. I don't need him to see it. I don't want him to see it, quite frankly.
Maybe send him to that Target where you have your glasses.
Here's the kicker. Here's why I don't get mad at that. If he could see it, he would have a job over there instead of wherever he's working.
I don't know where he's working.
Don't matter.
I don't know. His name's Pipsy. It sounds like he works for Harry Potter.
How?
No. How? No, don't put that on Harry Potter.
How many times have you heard a comment in one of those things where the people that want to make changes sound like they know what they're talking about? It's always some irrational move that doesn't actually fix the problem. I mean, which is what why we get into it so much. Because you say, I just want something else. And I'm like, but that's not an answer. It just make you feel better because it's somebody different. But it's not better. So when people have those comments, I'm like, oh, yeah, you can say something like that. And like, let's go get somebody else. Who?
Cody says, shout out to Simone Fontecchio, 21 points for Italy. He's right. They beat Latvia.
Wait, but isn't he not even coming here?
No, he is. That was erroneous.
See?
What?
That's
what? Why are you getting mad at me?
Because, like, could be something, could be nothing.
It is nothing.
This is a guy, guys scoring points like crazy. Yeah. Like, you can't, hey.
I got to be honest with you. I watched a little bit of those highlights.
I want to see all those guys scoring all these damn points over there that when it's third quarter, I want you to pick it up.
Some are saying that Simone Fontecchio is Italian Kawhi Leonard. Some are saying that.
And when you mean some, you mean you?
No, I'm just saying some are saying.
Wait. Weren't other people saying that he was Italian KD?
Ooh, no, I don't see that. Not the same build. KD's too lanky, hot, tall, you know.
Some people is you.
Oh, I don't think
you're
so.
You're the one that said that. I'm just bringing it back to you, okay?
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm getting you a shirt.
What?
I am some people.
It's not true, dude. I'm just telling you, some are saying.
Some people say in the front, and then the back be like, I am people.
I'm just saying people are saying that.
Does it? People are saying.
I'm just saying people are saying.
I am people.
Fontecchio looks like Italian Kawhi Leonard. That's it. He moves with grace.
In order to look like Kawhi Leonard, you're going to spend a lot of time sitting on
he's
the
very,
bench.
Dude, he's, I don't know. I didn't respect this because, you know, he was, you know, riding the pine with Detroit and he was hurt last year. He did give the Heat the business. But I'm going to tell you something. He moves smooth on that court. It's basically.
Hey, wait. They won 37 games last year. Ooh. A lot of people gave them the business.
No, not like Fontecchio,
dude.
What
the hell are you talking
about? No, dude. Fontecchio really gave it to him. Really gave it to him.
Stop.
Really gave it to him.
Stop.
I mean, Leroy, he's smooth on that court.
I got you.
You know?
Yeah.
Looks like he's got a gondola on the court.
Minus one yourself.
Why?
<Right.
laughs> Why?
Go ahead.
Minus one.
That's what people say.
That is what people say.
A gondola on the court?
It's Italian. Do you get it?
Like, I know
Italian
what it is.
It's an Italian boat.
You do understand that.
I can't deal with
it. If you have to break your analogy down, it wasn't a good analogy.
No, I think it was. You don't think it looks like he has a gondola on the boat, on the court?
And that's real feasible.
Minus one.
Thank you.
You understand how the gondola moves, like through the little canals of Italy with
do
the mandolin.
You,
and there's
you,
always a little
you.
Guy with a mustache.
Yeah.
And a striped shirt.
I think he could rock the mustache. Yeah. He's got the hat.
Like me.
Straw. Usually has like a little ribbon on the back.
Oh my goodness. He's just going to go ahead and just continue insulting Italians everywhere.
I'm not insulting. How am I insulting? I just called him Italian Kawhi Leonard.
You almost said KD.
You confused me.
Mm-hmm. Confused yourself.
I mean, let's be clear. In all honesty, do we want somebody like Kawhi Leonard?
Hmm?
Kawhi Leonard doesn't play very much basketball.
Yeah, but when he does.
Again, down here, for the purposes of what this franchise has been through, all you want is healthy players. Let's start there.
So who do you want me to make him Italian of? What version?
Italian healthy guy. That's it.
Okay.
Italian Kawhi Leonard.
Jukebox makes a real good point, though.
How you think that last
What's that?
Go?
He put, so he's slow with no motor?
Kawhi's not slow.
Kawhi just called him is a deceptive, but he can move.
I feel like the gondola is like a very graceful boat. Mm-hmm. People like to go on gondola rides.
When's the last time you've been on a gondola ride?
I've never had
He's
the pleasure.
He's never gone, so how would he
We don't
know?
Have gondolas down here.
You can go to one in Vegas.
Do they have gondolas in
yeah,
Vegas?
Yeah, what's that? What's
Where?
The
Venetian?
The Venetian.
Like,
they
so
have.
It's in the...
Have,
oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So, yeah. It's you don't have to go all the way to Italy.
The Sphere.
Okay.
Could do both, really.
Have you ever been on a gondola?
I've kayaked and canoed.
That's not the same.
Close enough.
That's not the same. That's not the same.
Close enough.
That's not the same. Because you have to do the paddling.
Did you have Pepe with the little hat and the?
I am Pepe. Okay, I carry myself.
See, there you go, and that's why we have conversations like we have.
Dade South says
you have conversations like you have.
That's we. I'm looking out for your best interests.
Dade South says that Tobin rides a flondola. I walked right into that.
Apparently the one in Vegas smells like a sewer.
A who?
I can't say that word properly now, I think.
It tastes...
Sewer?
Sewer.
The one in Vegas smells like
that's what I meant to say.
That's both gross, but the way you made it sound was worse.
Yeah, it sounded like you said sore, and like a sewer.
They are sore.
Smeals. Joe Dirt. Smeals.
Take a break. Mike McDaniel gave some updates on injuries to the media. We'll give you that. Get you caught up right here on 104.3 FM. WQAM, Tobin and Leroy, back after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.